This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Tiffany grew up in Portland, Maine. She writes a powerful story about people. Growing up, my parents stressed to my sister and me the importance of people. That people matter. They are the main dish. I love that line. They are the main dish. The other stuff in life is just a collection of side items. We need to nurture our relationships as though they were living, breathing things because relationships connect people. Throughout my childhood, my parents expressed this belief every day. I saw it in the way my mom would wake up in the middle of the night and comfort the shaky voice on the other end of a frantic phone call. In the way my dad gave the man on the corner begging for change a job for the day and a good meal. A round-trip car journey from California to Texas answered that for me in the third grade. My dad came home early on a Friday afternoon in the summer to inform my mom, my sister, and me that we were going on an adventure. We were going to tow a family friend's car to him because he had moved to Dallas unexpectedly. My sister and I excitedly climbed into our family car and ready to begin our new adventure. In a small, dusty town somewhere in Texas, my dad stopped the car in order for us to stretch our legs and go to a Texas county fair, see what that had to offer. After a few hours of food and entertainment, we piled back into the car to gas up and get back on the road. Unfortunately, as my father went to pay for the gas, he realized that he lost his wallet somewhere at the county fair. The owner of the gas station came out to investigate the worried expressions on our faces. After my father explained to him the situation, the man took one look at my sister and me and my mom and dad and began to hand my dad $20 bills, just one after another. He gave my dad enough money to get us to Dallas, where my dad said his friend would help us out. The man told my dad just to swing by on our way home and repay the money. That was it. No addresses were exchanged, just a handshake and a nod. That road trip remains one of the most powerful memories of my childhood. Now get this, when we went back to that small Texas town to repay the man, he wasn't surprised that we showed up. Wasn't surprised at all. My dad and he ended up being good friends and wrote to each other for years. I believe in the power of people. People are the main dish. Is that true in your life? Is it true in my life? As we read the book of 1 Thessalonians, it's a book that all the Bible commentators say it's a book about the second coming of Christ, and it is. It's about a Greek word, parousia, that has to do with the return of Christ and Jesus Christ returning, physically returning. But the more I read it, the more I study it, the more I realize it's a book about people. Because the Apostle Paul, in his book, 1 Thessalonians, describes his relationship, and we've been studying this for 3 or 4 weeks now, where earlier he says, I was like a mother to you who loved you so much that I not only shared the gospel with you, I shared my life with you. Which we said, that's the mark of a mother. A mother shares her life and pours out her life for her children. She's just not feeding them food. She's sharing her life with them. And then he said in the same chapter, we were like a father to you, encouraging you and admonishing you to live lives worthy of the kingdom of God. Well, you're listening all this week to message number 4 from the 1 Thessalonians series. This week, Paul will talk about the people at Thessalonica being his glory and joy. We don't use terms like that. I don't think you do. But it's a reference to how special the people were at a place called Thessalonica. They were his joy, source of joy. They were his glory, where he saw the hand of God at work in people's lives.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.